we're going to play a new song for you, and we don't know how it goes, but it might work. Do you remember how it goes, Kathy? Okay, Bikini Kill, you really had to be there. I got the opportunity to meet them, this DC-based punk foursome before the show. I was shocked at how contradictory their words and actions were. Their supposed message of Bikini Kill's music and literature is girl love and feminism. Yet what comes across on stage is man hate and fanatic rebellion against the world and themselves. Two songs that had gotten some airplay before their arrival in Hawaii. These two songs have catchy hooks and a punk edge. The crowd was slammed dancing out of control. Interesting, exclusively men. Feedback seems to be the band's favorite noise. Punk rock has got some of those elements. Nearly not to such an extreme. It won early evening performer expect to be Bikini Kill or activists, not musicians. What exactly does Bikini Kill try to say? Their fans need to explore the inner world of women's consciousness, exploring sensitive issues such as rape, incest, women's subordination, and eating disorders. These young women have been a joy to play
their sexual
slut and black marker across your midriff, tattoos across your back, grabbing your crotch and reenacting deep groove over the microphone. Bend up. Wiggle your hips, hands between your legs and say, leave me alone. It was sad to see a woman so desperately confused. She said, I am sick of walking down your street. I might make you hit me. I might make you rape me. First she spoke to feminist ideas, then elaborated on them by acting out the contours. It was too real for character sarcasm. I found it tragic.
Oh!